Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today we're spicing things up with a different flavor, freelancing. We're diving into this freelance and interim report for 2024. Buckle up.
Ooh, interesting. So what's the market like for freelancers these days? Is it a feast or a famine?
Well, the report paints a dynamic picture. Think of it like a roller coaster. We had the Great Resignation, a huge war for talent, then bam, inflation and tightening markets. But guess what? Now's the best time to hire freelancers since the pandemic peak.
Really? That's a wild swing. Why such a dramatic shift?
The report says freelancer activity follows market trends very closely. Plus, get this. It's a whopping 82% cheaper to hire a freelance ex-McKinsey, BCG, or Bain consultant than to go through the firms. That gap is growing. Used to be 60-70%.
Wow, 82%. That's a serious cost saving. Any insights into the types of projects freelancers are tackling?
Absolutely. Transformation projects are up 35%, including organizational design and PMO. But here's a surprise. Commercial growth projects are also up 15%. Not just cost cutting, but actual value creation.
Interesting. So where are freelancers finding these gigs? Still pounding the pavement, or has tech changed the game?
Online platforms are king. They've overtaken agencies as the primary source of projects outside of personal networks, up 15% in the last 5 years, while agencies declined. The digital revolution is alive and well in the freelance world.
Makes sense. What about the freelancers themselves? What's motivating them?
Work-life balance and control over work type are still top motivators. But for the first time, financial benefits are the second biggest driver. Not just lifestyle, but also the bottom line.
Got it. So high-quality talent, cost-effective, and readily available through platforms. Sounds like a win-win for businesses.
Exactly. And the report highlights the growing experience of freelancers. Average of 5 years freelance consulting experience, with over 60% having left traditional consulting at manager level or above. They're not rookies.
I see. Interesting. Anything else that jumped out at you from the report?
Yeah, the report also breaks down day rates by region and seniority, which is pretty handy. And they showcase some recent freelance hires across different sectors. PE, scale-ups, corporates, consultancies. Gives you a real feel for the market.
This report is really insightful. Thanks for breaking it down. It sounds like freelancing is a force to be reckoned with.
Absolutely. And that's it for today's episode. Join us next time for more delicious insights on, well, maybe we'll go back to cooking. Who knows? Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.